Jim or Robin or whoever wants to answer this, Chris, there's been a sense that the LLC has been headed for the scrap heap for a while now, and clarification of the reasonable comp as well. Is there a feeling among the business community they're not moving fast enough, or that that might be threatened? I'm just curious as to why you chose to have this today, when, as you said, it looks like it's headed for what point?
Well, your observation is good. It looks like it, but I think the intent here is to keep the heat on. A lot of things happen in the closing weeks of the legislative session, and we want to remind legislators of the critical need to repeal the extension of the IND tax to LLC distributions. And in the reasonable comp issue, we're not sure where that's headed. The fiscal note that Chris Williams referenced by the Department of Revenue Administration was massive, and it had changed dramatically from when the bill passed out of the Senate. And as a result, that bill and its reasonable comp measures may have been derailed irreparably, so we're not sure. So the idea is these are two important related issues, and the idea here is to keep the heat on. Anyone else?
I'll just maybe an extra comment to that, Josh. I agree strongly. I do agree with Jim. I think the consensus is that the LLC tax certainly is headed for repeal. As I said, that only gets us halfway to where we need to be. And there is not a good comfort level with the ability of the reasonable comp issue to be resolved in a way that we think will be beneficial to the business community. And I think that certainly is why I am here, to really keep in the public eye the need for reasonable comp to be addressed in conjunction with the LLC tax, which most of us would agree probably is headed for that scrap heap. We need the reasonable comp to be addressed at the same time.
Yeah. As far as the DRA coming up with different figures on the House side for the bill to repeal the LLC tax, that could be a stumbling block in repealing it. What are you doing to work with the House to refute those figures, those new figures by DRA?
Go ahead, Chris.
The Greater Nashua Chamber has been very heavily involved in the work sessions on Senate Bill 497. The chairman of our own state advocacy committee has been intimately involved in those discussions. However, once the discussion moved from the Senate to the House, a whole new ballgame opened up in terms of the fiscal note related to that bill. We continue to make Mr. Heath available almost on a daily basis for any of those discussions, but we need the Department of Revenue, the House leadership, and the governor to reach out to us and say, let's look at this fiscal note, let's figure out how we got to where we are and bring this to a final resolution. A lot of the leadership relies upon the state legislature and the governor saying, let's bring this to a final close.
And I would just add that there are there's at least one other vehicle for repealing the extension of the IND tax to LLC distributions, and that is Senate Bill 450, which has language removing the language from a year ago, so essentially repealing what they did or reversing what they did a year ago. And that bill obviously is under intense review and discussion as legislators seek to repair the hole in the budget right now. So that is one clear way to repeal the LLC tax, the other being Senate Bill 497. The challenge with 497 is a fiscal note that we've talked about, and that may sink the entire bill, including the LLC provisions. But again, Senate Bill 450 is the other vehicle that we would like to see that happen if 497 goes down. And finally, House Bill 1607, which relates to reasonable compensation, presumably could be amended through the process to include repeal of the LLC tax. So there are two and perhaps three vehicles for getting that specific item accomplished. Other questions?
What do you folks think about the commission the governor's proposed in 450 for looking at the business tax? Good idea.
Speaking for the BIA, we would welcome a review of New Hampshire's tax climate as it relates to businesses. I think what it will show is that businesses in New Hampshire are already very highly taxed relative to businesses in other locations around the country. Anyone else? Yeah.
The High Tech Council supports that commission as well. In fact, we recommended it to the governor several months ago.
If I could just add an additional comment to that, Kevin. It is a good idea to have that commission take place. However, we need action now, this session, and that commission is not going to give us that action in the immediate future. We'd certainly support it as a midterm or a long-term approach, but in the short term, we need resolution brought together on the LLC tax and reasonable comp by the end of this session.
No, I concur. Thank you.
Several weeks ago, the governor said that he would actively advocate for repeal of the tax. Has anybody talked with the governor since those comments and what specific actions he might support?
I've not talked to the governor, but I understand that both House and Senate leadership from both parties are on board with repeal of the extension of the LLC tax, and that would indicate that the governor has likely had conversations with key leaders in his own party in both chambers.
Josh asked why we're here today. I think what's just so important to acknowledge is we're here because we're optimistic, and we really believe our legislators want to do the right thing for the small business community that supports the state of New Hampshire, and we think ultimately that they will. There's no choice. The small business community is the backbone of the social, economic, and cultural fiber of our statewide community, and we really believe they want to do the right thing, and we believe and are optimistic that ultimately they will. And now is the time.
Other questions from our guests from the media? Great, well, thank you very much. And we're available for questions one-on-one if you'd like, certainly all day long. Thank you.